Hello, hello, welcome. Welcome to Beyond the Nine Mind Training Sessions. So today the title of the talk is Take Full Responsibility. Responsibility. And you're gonna soon understand what I mean by that. So, picture yourself at the end of a race and there's athletes all over you, all everywhere around you, and you hear their story. And you realize that a lot of them have a lot of very good excuses for having bad race. Someone had stomach problems, got sick, vomited, spent 10 minutes in the loo 5 times in a row. Some had a less than ideal build-up to the race because of COVID, and his kids were working at home, and so couldn't really train the way he wanted to. Someone complained that the weather was rough, and her weakness is swimming. That's why she swallowed water and got trouble afterwards. Then another athlete complained that it was windy and that he had the wrong choices of wheels with deep dish, and they were taking the wind, and he was afraid of being blown off his bike. Got tense, forgot to eat, had a horrible run. Someone got a drafting penalty, which obviously wasn't fair, because he was riding perfectly fair compared to all the other people who didn't get any penalty. And on and on and on. And yourself, you had a flat tire that took so much time to repair that you lost your confidence in having a race and actually let it go and only rebounded after the run or toward the end of the run and starting to feel better. But basically, you didn't race for 2 hours. You were just going through the motion, being the object of negative thoughts. On the other hand, you can hear athletes who are super proud of their results, and it's all because of them, because they trained well, because they had the right nutrition, because everything came together that day, and they're pretty proud of themselves. So, I'm asking you if you are one of these athletes, or you've been one of these athletes with fantastic excuses for what you perceive as your poor performance. What are you trying to do? Have you ever thought about actually what you're trying to do by doing this, by blaming outside conditions? I mean, do you really believe that you need the perfect race to perform? Because in that case, I would say that you're not really prepared, because race is just life but amplified. And we know life is not always fair. There's a lot of suffering, a lot of pain. It's just part of it. It's part of life. And race is just that multiplied by 10 or 100. So, hitting a setback at some point is not a valid reason to blow up your race. It's just part of the race. It's part of the rules of the game. So, if you expect that you need the perfect condition for a race, it's very unlikely that you ever have that perfect race, because perfect race never happens. A lot of people are chasing the perfect race all their life, and it never happens. There will always be stuff against you that you will have to face. And do you really believe that you are the victim of fate? Why would fate be against you? And in this case, when you have a good race, what would fate be smiling to you? You know, do you really believe that God is on your side that day? Maybe you do, and I'm not going to get into that kind of thinking, but why would he punish you on a bad day then? So my recommendation for today is to try and take full responsibility for anything that happens to you in a race, but also in training. Take full responsibility for the good things and the bad things, similarly. The mind by itself is always looking for a scapegoat. That's the way it works. So it's quite normal that you're looking for external things to blame. But sometimes the mind is actually finding the scapegoat in you. And then it turns against yourself. And that's when thoughts like you didn't do what you needed to, or you're terrible, or why did you screw up again? These kind of thoughts appear. That's when your mind, not finding an external scapegoat, is taking you as his or its scapegoat. Then you become the victim of your mind. And then again, you are actually not owning your result. You are being owned by your mind. So I believe the truth is neither it's all your fault, you screwed up big time, nor it's not my fault, I had external circumstances against me. The mind feeds on guilt. The mind feeds on blame and shame, because it's a way to protect what he sees as your integrity. By blaming the others or blaming the external things, the external factors, it's protecting you. So what I'm asking you is to try and separate the fact from the interpretation of your mind. So for example, if you had digestive issues, there is a fact. That's when you had to the loo or you vomited several times. That's a fact. But that didn't come from nowhere. That didn't come from a void. That's because you did something that probably you could have done better. So maybe you overate at some point. Or maybe you underhydrate or you overhydrated. There's something that must have gone wrong at some point that explains why your body reacted like this. If you got a drafting penalty that you find unfair, well, maybe it wasn't completely fair, but maybe there was a way to put yourself in a situation where there could have been no doubt that you were not drafting. Maybe you were sitting at 12 meters, which is legal, but from a motorbike that comes from behind, you have to realize that for them, estimating 12 meters when they are coming at 70 km per hour and they want to catch you is very difficult. So maybe you should have seated at 15 meters, even if it's more than legal. Well, at least you would not have gotten that draft penalty. So instead of blaming you too harshly, which is a way that some minds actually feed themselves. You know, I mentioned before that some minds like to put the blame on others because that's protecting them. But some minds actually are delighted with guilt because that's the way they grew. And some people actually feed on self-guilt. And you probably know people around you that you who loves self-loathing, who love being super harsh on themselves. Because that's the way their mind has been wired over the decades. None of these ways are serving you. None of these ways are helping you. They are making you a complete disservice. How can you improve if it's not your fault? If nothing is your fault, how can you improve if everything is all free of fault? Including things that have nothing to do with you or things that you couldn't control. No, what I'm saying is try to separate the fact from the communication, from that language, from the mind. Try to find the actual things that happen. And then think about the things that you could have done, that could have worked. Take ownership of your mistake. Accept the share of your mistake, the share of what you did wrong. Don't reject it, but don't absorb everything over you either. You know, just be fair with yourself, fair with the situation. You need to realize what you didn't do well, what you should have done better, or what you could have done better, and then work on it in the next trainings. All right, I don't know how to change a tire. Well, I'm going to spend 2 afternoons and I'm going to change the tire 10 times every afternoon until it takes me like less than 3 minutes. Or my nutrition is definitely not dialed in. I mean, it is in training and not in racing. Well, then maybe you should eat under racing condition. Maybe you always eat when you are at 80%, but on the race you are racing at 90% of your capacity and suddenly your stomach shuts down. Well, no wonder. You didn't train for that. You trained at a lower intensity. All these kind of things can be dialed in, can be worked on. So as long as you don't take responsibility for what you should, you won't progress. While if you start taking ownership, fully ownership of what's happening, then you start improving. So think about it. Taking ownership of what you did, taking full responsibility of what happened. But when I said of what happened, not what your mind says it happened. You know, really what actually happened. Take full responsibility. And then use your mind, you know, your monkey mind, but use your mind in the way it should be, which is analyze the situation, find solution. Design a new strategy, design new training plans, new training tricks, and implement them in training for next time. The best athlete always takes full responsibility and full credit for what goes well and what goes wrong. They take full ownership for their results. They accept it. Rejecting it, trying to blind themselves, yourself. Trying to make stories to cover up won't bring you very far. And definitely, it won't help you be the best athlete that you can be. So I'm asking you today to try to absorb what I just said. It is very, very difficult to take ownership the way I think we all should. It is a very difficult thing because the mind doesn't help. The mind is actually resisting these kind of things. But you are not your mind. You can be the observer of your mind. Your mind should be your tool. You shouldn't be the tool of your mind. But that's not natural. I mean, nowadays, it's not. In the past, maybe we were able to use our mind the way we want, but now, lately, We have all become slave of our mind. So I'm asking you to review some past of the past results. If you wrote down race reports, I'm asking you to reread them with a new eye, trying to separate the fact from the interpretation of your mind, trying to see really what are you responsible for? What is the part that you can improve for next time? And I guarantee we'll become a better athlete each time you do this. And you will get closer and closer to your full potential. If, and only if, you take full responsibility, you take full ownership for your results. So I hope you enjoy this talk. Believe me, it's not easy. It's much easier to say stuff in front of a mic like I'm doing than actually doing it. Just like everybody else, I'm struggling with this, and that's actually why I chose this topic, is because it is a topic that is very dear to me. Something I'm struggling like all of us. But I'm here to give you some keys, and I definitely think that this is one of the key to top performance. So thanks for listening. Keep listening to Beyond the Line Mind Training Sessions, and talk to you very soon. Bye-bye. Au revoir.